You are listening to Eight Eyes, written by Sally Cook and narrated by Sally Cook. Eight Eyes. She was only two when she swung back and forth on our garden swing, saying,
"Dinky biter, dinky biter."
So she was calling spiders stinky and never liked them. But where did this aversion come from? It must have been their appearance, as neither my husband nor I have that inbuilt repulsion. But nor am I attracted to them, especially the big hairy one that was looking at me from the corner of my room towards the bed. What did the bed and I look like to this creature through its eight eyes? Fragmented? Segmented? Or did we come together as a visual whole? My husband came and removed it outside, but I have since learnt more about what incredible creatures they are. Apparently, they can live up to 20 years old, and sometimes can even remember your face, and they are said to be shy on the whole. Shy or not, I do check out the ceiling high splodges on my walls to see if any of these small blobs have eight legs. My reading tells me that they are keen to stay put and are unlikely to land on my bed, but I did have a very small pale one walking across my bottom sheet once I had left the bed. But as a young traveller in Tasmania, I cheerfully picked up a big hairy spider in my hand and threw it out of our holiday rental. That was not long after I was a university rock climber at Mount Arapiles, where we did
Sample complete. Ready to continue?